It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM. I'm John Moe. Mitt Romney has announced a new energy plan he says will lead to greater energy independence if he's elected. The plan calls for states to have greater authority to allow drilling on federal lands within their borders. What would that drilling mean for those lands? For one thing, the drilling would be faster than it's been before.
Efficiency has improved mostly because of the progress of information technology and drilling techniques.
Tad Patzick chairs the Department of Petroleum and Geosystems Engineering at the University of Texas at Austin.
Not only the drilling bits got better, but the way we put them in and yank them out from the hole and how we drill has improved. So the speed of drilling today essentially is 2 to 4 times probably what it was even a couple of years ago.
Drilling technology has made huge leaps forward, but it's still drilling and it still has impact.
I want to misspell the myth that, you know, all activities that humans do have no environmental costs. They do. And so the questions that we have to ask ourselves is, you know, what is more important to us? You know, unspoiled landscape or more oil and gas? And very often, in my mind at least, the answer to that question is far from clear.
You've talked about how dramatically faster these are than previous technologies. Has the environmental footprint improved accordingly?
Yes. So there are rig manufacturers who radically redesign the rigs and, for example, make rigs that do not use mud pits. They use closed containers, and which are very easily disassembled and assembled in a very safe and clean way. In addition to that, because of directional drilling and because of the progress of measurement while drilling and many other things that we do, from one location, very often you can drill several wells, and that also decreases the environmental footprint.
Patzick says it's not the rigs themselves that would have the big effect on the environment.
It comes in the form of access roads, power lines, pipelines, all kinds of other things which have a much larger footprint than the wells themselves.
It's the infrastructure around the wells.
Oh, absolutely.
Tad Patzick at the University of Texas. We're online at marketplacetech.org. You can read our blog, catch up on previous episodes of the show. There are so many political ads coming your way this fall. They're going to make claims about how wonderful their candidate is and how the opponent has done all sorts of horrible things. And you'll wonder, is that really true? Well, technology to the rescue. The new nonpartisan Super PAC app helps you sort out the real deal from the baloney, the malarkey, the bull. I have it on my phone here. I turn it on, hold it up to a campaign commercial.
Romney's plans could cut college aid for nearly 10 million students and eliminate the tax deduction for college tuition.
The app works like the music app Shazam, if you've ever seen that. It recognizes the ad and then shows you the claims the ad makes and tells you what groups like PolitiFact and FactCheck.org have to say about them. And yes, it works on both parties.
On July 12th, Obama quietly ended work requirements for welfare. You wouldn't have to work and wouldn't have to train for a job.
I'll spare you the picking apart of all these claims. It's complicated and it's long. Here's what the Super PAC app ultimately does. It invites you to stop accepting everything that a political ad tells you at face value, and it invites you to do a little research of your own. That's good for democracy, right? This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.